Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Johnny D, you back from your spring vacation?
Huh? Oh, spring break 2023 is in the books.
Really? That was like the kids' spring break? The first week of March? That ain't even spring. I mean, it is spring this year. But
Martin, that's a road I'm not willing to go down. But if I had an opportunity to speak to the people that run that school, I'd say, should we put spring break in spring?
Yeah.
But it is nice because nobody else is on spring break. So we knock it out early.
There you go.
Hey, and then I'm back by Wednesday to take over for Big Dave.
So. Man, spring break, the last week of February, first week of March, just it seems wrong.
Well, I mean, the zoo in Houston was empty, which was fantastic. But NASA.
Oh, empty with people.
No, the animals were there.
Oh, okay.
But there were no people, which I don't go to the zoo for other people.
Yeah.
I go to the zoo for the animals.
Oh, so. Yeah. You can see them animals any day of the year.
Yeah, it was nice, though. We went to NASA, which was weird.
Young Carter get his rhino?
Oh, yeah. We saw the rhinos. Just had to stand there for 20 minutes. He made a YouTube. He said, Dad, film me. I said, film me
with a rhino, boy.
He said, for my YouTube channel. I said, you don't have a YouTube channel, but one day.
He said, I will if you film me.
All right, everybody. This here's the rhino. It's back behind me. And then I was like, okay, this is over. And then he looked back at me. He goes, did you stop filming? So I got in trouble there. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You're going to have to start traveling with Hunter. Take him with you everywhere you go.
Also, NASA.
Yeah.
You better have a good credit score to go there because you're going to need to take a loan out.
Well, how else are we going to pay to go to the moon?
I mean, they claim it was too expensive to keep going back, but good night of living.
Well, you've seen it firsthand. Did we go? Could it have been done
Sir, I did not see it firsthand. I saw it secondhand many years later, but yeah. I did see the spot. I'm reserving judgment.
Not like you.
On the moon landing. Well, they claim we're going back.
Are y'all doing a commercial right now? What is this?
For NASA?
Yeah.
No, I'm against it.
You got any thoughts on this, Tom?
Any thoughts on what?
Did we go to the moon?
No.
Did we go to the moon?
No. No, it's Area 51, boys. That's why they got Bob
Wayne fences. Are we serious about this?
Yeah, they're anti.
I'm not anti.
So, y'all will sit here with a straight face and say we did not go to the moon.
I will not do it with a straight face.
No, there has not been a giant leap, one step for mankind, and all that giant leap. No. Yeah.
Let me get this straight.
That was Area 51.
We did not land on the moon.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Steroids do not make you hit the baseball.
That's
further.
Right. Steroids do not make you hit a baseball.
And O.J. Simpson is innocent.
Hey, look. According to the way our system works, that is correct, sir. Okay, because, hey, there's a thing known as reasonable doubt. Well, I watched the entire trial, and look, I had reasonable doubt at the end of it. If I had been on the jury, it would have been, 11 saying guilty, and it had been one saying not guilty.
I don't know that we can go there.
Reasonable doubt.
I don't know enough about it.
Zai, have you kept up with Mr. Murdaugh's case?
Hey, I'm just saying.
He's guilty.
Hey.
Well, he was found guilty, but.
Two life sentences.
Back to back.
I left the most important one out. And Black Panthers do exist.
I didn't even feel like going down that road.
That's the big four.
Those three.
That's right. I'll let you slide on a bunch of the other stuff, but nope, that's the big four, baby. You don't get no slack there.
What do you believe in other than Jesus?
Huh?
Because everything else you're telling me,
what else is there really?
Everything else you're telling me is a fraud.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I'm confused.
And
like,
birds aren't real.
You try to rip all the fabric of my childhood out. Like I just don't. I mean, we went to the moon, right?
I think.
No.
I mean, it seems really tough. But
hey, let's just apply a little common sense. Okay.
It's far away.
Look, tonight when it gets dark, okay, just go out in your yard and look up and say, wait a minute, these people are telling me
that we actually set foot and walked on that piece of cheese that's way, way up there.
Now it's made of cheese.
Really?
Here's my
thing. Get real, folks.
All the little kids' games in the NASA museum, half of them are broke.
Okay.
If you can't run a kids' museum,
well, you got to spend money on the rockets, man.
Ah, well.
Budget constraint, inflation.
I did learn that we're going back in 2 years.
Hmm.
So, I mean, once you do, hey, I'm open. I'm a free agent in this matter.
Who told you we were going back?
They did. I was at the thing.
He was at the thing.
Also, there was like a weird family there with really big suitcases walking into the museum. And I'm like, are y'all going somewhere? At like, I don't know. Why'd they have their bags packed?
Maybe they wanted to go to the moon.
I don't know. Hey, they sent them back outside. Right. It was weird.
No, they was aliens and we're sending them to the moon.
Maybe. It was a weird day.
They had the bags packed.
We did go to the little room where they did all the stuff, though. That was cool.
Mission control?
Mm-hmm. We got in trouble. Wow. No feet on the seats in there.
Did you see Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks wasn't there.
Houston, we
but the
have
old
a
guy
problem.
Named Neil was like, hey, please remove your...
Was Lieutenant Dan
They're very
there?
Serious.
No Lieutenant
no
Dan
Lieutenant
either?
No Lieutenant Dan either. Dang, but hey, maybe.
Man. All right.
I don't know.
That was a good movie. I enjoyed it. Apollo 13, that's a good one.
Lieutenant Dan's in Forrest Gump.
Yeah, but he was also in there. He just wasn't Lieutenant Dan.
Oh,
he was. Okay. I don't remember what his name was. I mean, Gary Sinise was and Tom Hanks couldn't be in a movie without each other for a while. So they were like Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly or whatever.
They were just doing movies.
Yeah,
though.
Just they were. They took the Adam Sandler model, like have the same five people in every movie and see what happens, you know? Works good for like seven of them.
Get paid for a while and then start making bad movies and still get paid. It works. Yeah, but Houston's a cool place. It's big. Too big.
Did you have any breakfast tacos?
I did not. Oh. We ate Cinnamon Toast Crunch every day for breakfast.
Uh-oh, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You can't afford a breakfast taco if you go to NASA. I'm serious. The pizza there was like $20.
At NASA? They got pizza?
They got a whole restaurant.
Really? Did they have like space names to everything?
Kind of. I did eat one of them astronaut ice cream sandwiches. That thing was gross.
Did they have any Tang? Isn't that the orange drink that all the astronauts drank?
No.
Right? They didn't sell Tang there?
They didn't sell Tang.
No.
Did I really? Just ruin
it? Now it's a fraud. Now you're winning me over now.
That's it.
Like, what the heck, man? That was part of the... Oh.
I don't know what we're talking about right now.
I have the breakfast of champions.
This bothers me. I'm going to go back to watching fishing. Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
I was talking about some Tang in Vietnam, but I don't think it's the same thing.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. No.
We did go to Vietnam. Confirmed.
Right. We did go there because I was there. So that's real.
Are you sure you were in Vietnam?
Oh, yeah, I'm positive.
Are you sure?
Okay. Was
Trust
there,
me.
I mean,
Trust
you,
me.
You couldn't have been in Korea or
no,
something?
No, no. No, I definitely could not have been in Korea because they say that is the coldest place on Earth. It ain't the Antarctic, okay? It's Korea.
Korea is colder than the Antarctic.
That's right. Boy.
There's number five.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Stone said there's number five. Korea? Are you aware?
Ain't it a jungle?
Huh?
Ain't it a jungle?
I don't know if it is. No, I know one thing. It's in the dark.
Sir, I think we're confused on
the
definition
well,
of Korea.
Well, I put it this way. I put it this way. North Korea's in the dark. Okay.
I don't think it's like physically in the dark. I just
think
they don't let anybody
in. Yes, it is. It is, too. Because, look, you fly over in a plane at night. You fly over North Korea, there's no lights. You go get over South Korea, and they got a party going on in South Korea. They got lights, music, everything.
Oh, my word.
North Korea, hey, is in the dark, son. Trust me.
I just like that size made it a long O. Korea.
Right.
Yeah.
He's Googling it.
He's right.
Oh,
he's Googling it.
Look, he was so confident, I didn't even question him. So.
Oh, no. Hey.
I still don't think it's that cold there, even though with no air or heat.
No lights. It's cold.
Look, I'm just telling you what all my friends in the military have told me.
Now it may be a cold place to live.
It is. It's a cold place.
How do all your friends in the military feel about you just being totally against landing on the moon, which I'm now 50-50 on?
They're about half of them with me.
Half of them. Yeah. Okay, we're all 50-50.
Hey, we didn't land on the moon.
Well, we're pretty much 50-50 about everything. We either did or we didn't. I mean, there's 50-50 chance we did it all.
Flip a coin, and call it heads or tails.
So,
you got a 50-50 chance.
We're about to have to go first break.
Uh-oh.
You're into debunking things, I just got a question. Who shot JFK? If we're ripping down things from the 60s and 70s.
Who's the guy that played in Dallas?
J.R.?
J.R. shot. Hey, that's who shot him?
J.R. Ewing.
J.R. Ewing shot him, boy.
I haven't heard that one. But I do have some opinions.
Hey.
I'm going to keep to myself.
He was a big Texas cattle rancher. You know he's the one that shot him.
Okay. There you go. J.R. did it. All right. We'll be back right after this.
And we're going to the moon in 2 years.
I get it. The most suspicious thing to me about the moon. Is how can I be on Lake Darbonne and not call my house? But we had clear communication with some boys that was way up yonder 50 years ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
The boy got a valid point there.
Well, that's the one. Like, I can be 17 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
And I can make a call.
Yeah.
But dadgummit, from up there.
Yeah.
This is one giant leap. What? Really?
And the president called him. I learned that.
I rest my case.
And then they kind of just stood there real still while he talked to him.
Now, I'm not saying that couldn't have been done in post. Maybe they videoed it and dubbed the audio over. I'm not saying that that's not possible. It just seems unrealistic that I can be on this planet and not have cell phone service. But yeah, in 1960, whatever it was.
That's it.
We were able to say, yeah, man, we're here. Look at this. And then hit a 4-hour
and
or
then,
whatever.
Yeah, like, no. Yeah. And then another thing is, okay, that's a giant ball of cheese up there. And there's not one mouse or rat on that giant ball of cheese.
Well, you can't confirm or deny that because nobody's ever been there. They may be there.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, that's another one.
But if the moon were made of cheese, would you eat it?
Well, of course you'd eat it.
Depends on the cheese.
That's right.
Munster?
Well, hey, here's a question. What flavor is it?
That's what I mean. All right.
That is the question. What flavor is it?
For you, let's call it Colby Jack.
Is it? Oh, Colby. Ooh, Colby Jack.
He likes Pepper Jack.
Yeah, Pepper Jack. Hey, Colby Jack.
What if it was pimento cheese?
Hey, that ain't bad. Hey, then I could make me a pimento cheese sandwich.
Now we're talking.
Me and old guy wouldn't be at Hog Heaven then.
Dang, that's a big one.
376.
Mm. Bussy. Oh,
Bussy's 376 crappie.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
There is a lake in the northern parts of Louisiana that is on fire.
The problem is it ain't a lake.
I call it a four-pounder. I call it a four-pounder off a golf course in Alabama.
It's a big lake.
It's a lake. It's a really big pond.
That's a pond.
Well, it can fit 455 boats on it because they're all there.
455 boats. There.
They've caught
flotilla. It's called a flotilla.
Number 7 bass in the history of the state, and the number 2 crappie in the history of the state in like the past 2 weeks.
Who have?
People.
I know, but where?
On buses.
People that shop at the Honey Hole.
They have caught, and every time you look up, somebody's catching a 12.
No. Yeah, I would.
No, it's owned by
It's probably got them big giant brim.
It's owned by the state. You wouldn't want to go there.
Why wouldn't I want to go there?
Because you ain't getting out of there without talking to Mr. Green.
Old Green Jean.
Either at entrance, upon exit, or both.
They're protecting that thing.
Or both, Mr. Green.
And I'm for it.
Yeah. Oh, I am too. I wish they'd make it catch and release only.
There's a lot of opinions.
I'll tell you what, I'll never forget the time that I rode with Phil he spoke to a bunch of game wardens.
Uh-oh.
That was one of the most awkward
epic
speeches epic. I've ever been a part of.
Epic, boy, was the word.
Here's Stone how it went.
He calls it awkward. He calls it epic.
It was awkward and epic. So Phil goes in there. It's in East Texas. I forget. It's been 20 years ago. And he walks in, and there's 300 game wardens in this building. They're all in uniform.
Check, please.
And there's 300 yeah. green pickups.
That's right.
Parked in the parking lot.
And I could see Phil, he was a little nervous. he don't ever get nervous.
A little jittery. He hadn't
broke the law in a long time. You know, his statute of limitation had run out. But his line, I'll never forget it. He gets up in front of him, and he says, "Good to see you, boys." He did that long sigh. He said, "I can't wait till I get to heaven, because I can catch all the fish I want to catch.
Kill all the ducks
I want to kill.
That's right.
And I won't have to worry about a game warden, because ain't none of y'all going to be there."
That's right. Ain't none of you going to be there.
They busted out laughing. We got in the truck. He said, "Stone, they all laughed, but I was serious."
he said, they thought it was a joke. He said, "But I was dead serious." Ain't none of them going to be there.
I've met a few game wardens that I like.
Yeah, they saw them at her brother.
Oh, yeah.
But let's put them all in one category.
Most of them
get thumbs down.
I haven't had a negative run in with a wildlife official in quite some time.
Me neither.
Last time I did, they got mad at me because I was hunting in a closed area. So I wasn't hunting. I just had my camera. I was filming. I was filming, taking pictures. And it is closed, but I wasn't hunting. I thought I was within my rights. And I was.
But when they saw
the decoys and everything, they just knew I was hunting.
But you didn't have a gun.
Huh. No, I just had a camera. No, but they walked all the way out there and ruined it. I mean, I'd been out there for 3 hours. I run everything off, like, and then they were finally starting to trickle back, and I was getting good stuff, and then here they come. I was like, man.
I just got this working, and then y'all show up.
Yeah, but. Hey, good on them, I guess. I don't know. It was fun, but that was the last time I had a negative experience with one. The rest of them been pretty positive. I mean, if I say positive, they just come up there, say license shells, all that. Yeah, here you go. Mm-hmm. All right, have a good day.
Have a good day. If you follow the law, Tom and them got checked in Texas.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, that is so crazy. When they come walking up, I can be to the letter of the law, and I still get nervous. I don't know why.
There's a lot of laws.
I think it's because there's probably some past sin still hidden up under there that I'm like, man, I don't know. This don't even feel right, you know? Am I going to get one for something I did back then that you didn't know about?
Sir, what were you doing on the evening?
I ain't even getting caught
for October 2002.
I don't know. I wasn't always an upstanding citizen.
They checked Tommy and Phil and them over somewhere in Texas, and they had the cameras running, you know. And he said, "Hey, where's y'all's permit?" You know, and Tommy and Phil said, "What do you mean, what permit?" He said, "Your filming permit."
Filming permit?
Oh, yeah, you got to have them in some state.
You know, Ida said, "Hey, let's go to the courthouse, and we'll check that. Show me that on the books. I want to see that on the books."
Yeah. You got to have it in some states. Especially,
hey, evidently, you got to have it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they figure write them a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Did they write them a ticket?
Every state out west, you got to have. I know, like, you got to
have
it.
And then here was the funny part. Tell me, well, where did we get this permit? He said, "Oh, you got to go up there." You know, so, well, when did they open? He said, 9 o'clock. Said, "Well, hey, we're going to be hunting and filming before daylight. We can't wait. You know, this is what we do for a living." You know, and they said, "Well, hey, you got a problem." If I'd have been there, I'd have said, "Hey, y'all call Houston and work it out.
Houston, we got a problem. Houston, we got a problem. We back on that NASA.
That's
baby.
Right.
Everything goes back to NASA. Is this still called NASA?"
Mm-hmm. I got a T-shirt and everything.
The white one with a little circle logo?
No, I got one that looked like the Astros, and it was an astronaut playing baseball.
Oh, baseball. Boy, I like it.
I thought that was like, if I'm gonna support NASA, I'm at least gonna also support Jose Altuve.
Did you get a weird magnet like for your refrigerator?
We didn't. They were too expensive.
How far can you hit a baseball on the moon?
On the moon, I could probably hit a home run. On Earth, I cannot.
I'm sure it's a math problem we could work out. But
it would not make a difference.
Oh, that's how them craters got there, because all them boys taking steroids. That's where some of them landed.
What are you watching?
Fishing.
Fishing? Yeah. Is it? What is it?
Who's ahead?
I don't know. They're showing 30th place right now.
Look at great. Who's leading? Leading the pack?
I don't know. I haven't been able to watch that.
Well, Google it. Where are they fishing?
Why would I Google it? It's right. There we go. Edwin Evers is in the lead.
Oh, Edwin.
Boys. Evers has got him.
He's in the lead by less than a pound.
Oh, less than a pound. He ain't gonna hang on.
Well, he can catch another fish,
He ain't going to hang on. I'm telling you, somebody fixed the hook into about a five-pounder.
The man knows about everything.
I got my opinion about everything. Whether I know anything or not, that's debatable.
And it'll be a strong opinion.
I do have
truer words have ever been spoken than that.
Do have a strong opinion about most things.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, well, how you feel about this next break coming up? Let's take it. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, I do have something I meant to give y'all.
There's not a Black Panther at the Houston Zoo, by the way. I looked.
No Black Panther.
He looked, boys.
I will put Houston Zoo as the number two. I never got to say that. Houston Zoo is fantastic.
If anybody's needing something.
Simply Gum.
Our fans, Chris and Julie from Dodgeville, Wisconsin.
Sent us
a case of gum. Is there a flavor that I could interest you
in? Oh, what was that flavor were telling me about?
I got fennel. Anybody want to taste fennel?
Isn't that a drug?
Julie.
Wait a minute.
Fennel's a drug?
Oh, no.
Fentanyl.
That's fentanyl.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't trying to kill you.
On this episode of the Duck Call Room, we deep dive into the fentanyl crisis in
America. Want some coffee gum, Stone?
No.
What?
Ooh. No.
What about maple?
Maple?
Ginger?
No, hey, throw me the maple.
Maple?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try the maple. I was just up in Michigan. That's where you know to play baseball.
Well, I tried to
throw another one because that one's gone.
I tried to throw it to the man that could catch, and then you put your hand up.
Well, I know. That's where you know to play baseball. Give me that gum.
What happened to spearmint?
Got spearmint. There's also one called Awaken, Revive, Boost, and Cleanse.
Simply Gum, Maple,
Cleanse.
Stone said Cleanse.
Chew better, boys.
Boost. How about the Boost?
Stone needs a boost, and throw me the
lemongrass, turmeric, and cayenne. What do you want?
I'm a spearmint man from way back.
You want Cleanse, grapefruit, prickly pear, cayenne, and sea salt? There you go.
What?
This is fun.
What?
These are some bizarre...
Is this made in California?
Man, I'd have given you the Cleanse.
This podcast took a weird turn.
There you go. You've been wondering what it was. Don't look at it. Just taste it. Tell me what you think.
We're going to hear Si smacking on gum for the rest of this episode.
I don't think so. He don't like he's that impressed.
It ain't got much flavor. I figured it'd have I was just telling you what it was. I just got back from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some blue stuff on a tree, and it was on a maple tree, and they was letting
It was their spigot.
Maple syrup.
Yeah,
maple belongs on waffles.
Oh,
and bacon.
That's right.
Spearmint belongs in gum.
How's your grapefruit?
I haven't tried it.
Come on, man.
These people are very nice. Well, I don't want
to. No, I mean, that's the point of it, is just to try them all. There's no sugar. About it being sugar-free. It's really for a goblin like to sit there and gnaw.
There's sugar in it. Organic raw cane sugar.
Oh, okay. Well, here's one that says sugar-free. They must have got that one for goblin. I'll save that one for him.
It ain't much sugar.
Hunter said that fennel ain't much. We gave the producer some, too.
Well, the maple doesn't have a very strong flavor.
Hey, sometimes not having a strong flavor is a good thing.
Well, yeah, it's light.
I saw a box sent to us yesterday. I forgot.
Does that one have cayenne? Can you taste the cayenne in it or not?
No.
It ain't there?
No. I was looking forward to it, but it's actually, this one's good.
Is it? Perfect. Yeah. See? Look, but that's why you try them all.
It ain't bad.
So I got a box. I saw it the other day. I meant to bring it. I'll bring it next time from our friends at Hemp Hill Farms.
Oh, the Tennessee boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, they sent me a message on Instagram asking me if we'd got the package. And I
got
said,
it. I just forgot it. So now.
What is it?
It's the funniest note. When I open it up, it's CBD products.
CBD.
Okay, which, and that's good for
inflammation,
muscle soreness. Yep. So it was like a deodorant. I rolled it on. I got tendonitis in my elbow, so I rolled it on there. And let me tell you something, it worked. But the most intriguing product they had was a salve, a CBD salve, S-A-L-V-E. And the note said, better than Vicks Vapor Rub for Uncle Si's hemorrhoids.
Oh.
So I'm going to bring it.
Somebody get the teaspoon, boy.
That CBD salve.
Well, there you go. Right.
Hey. And you can spread that CBD on your hemorrhoids, and we'll see what happens.
And you report back.
Well, hey, here's the deal. You know, this reminds me of when me and Jace got into this argument about that.
Oh, boy.
Because he's got hemorrhoids. But I said, well, hey, look, I got the cure for you, but if you're just too hard-headed to use it, hey, I can't help you.
Yeah.
Just suffer.
Oh, he's hard-headed.
You ever had hemorrhoids?
The good news.
I had them, okay, and look, Vicks Vapor Rub, when they was itching, it'd stop it. When they was hurting, it'd stop it. Okay, when they was bleeding, it'd stop it. So, hey, look.
I've never experienced them, so everything you just said is itching, hurting,
bleeding.
Hold on. Plus, one, we had a person that wrote in about the Vicks Vapor Rub because I told him my mother used it as a remedy for everything. Actually, when we actually consumed it.
She'd feed it to y'all on a spoon.
Yeah. Okay. And we used to actually, like, sore throat, hey, you took a little bit, you know, I swallowed it. Hey, sore throat, gone. Well, yeah, they said it was burned off. They said it was poison. Somebody the other day just told me, said, no, that was false, because somebody wrote in and said, okay, that ain't true what she said about it a poison.
That's actually the exact opposite of what the person that wrote in said. They said it's most assuredly poison.
No, it's not poison. That's been
been proven?
No, that's been challenged.
Did you see Jace is selling laptops on Twitter?
Do what now?
Hmm? He's selling what?
Apparently, Jace's password to Twitter was 1234 or something, because now somebody's selling MacBooks on his Twitter.
At Jace Duckman?
Oh, yeah. That's really? All his Twitter's like, LSU baseball rules. Also, if you want a free laptop, sign up here. Then Jace was all mad and said people are gullible.
Why would I sell them laptops?
Then some of his fans are mad at him for being mean about it. It's fun. I got some emails to forward.
I'm gonna hold comment on that.
He's gonna withdraw hold his comment on that, boy.
I just want to know what his password was that somebody figured it out. It had to
duck
1234.
Or Jace with an exclamation point or something. I mean, like, the man's not a wordsmith.
To be fair, Missy probably made it, so it could just be like Missy 1234.
Yeah, could be. or I Heart Missy or something like that. You never know.
Let's see.
Love is in the air.
Now, ain't no telling what it is now. Now it's probably a metal detector.
And they're still up. He hadn't got them down yet. So if you're following Jace on Twitter, that's not real. It's just that.
But it's retweeting.
He retweeted himself, which is hysterical.
That's funny. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. All right. So we have a guest segment at the end. So we're going to jump right to the emails right now.
I can't wait to watch the guest segment. I'm so confused.
Well, I hope they do too. But we'll tell you more about that after we get out of the inbox. Johnny D.
Si's picking up ladies in Mississippi. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, he does a lot in that state. So.
I pick them up everywhere I go.
Oh. Yeah. You were just at Doral in Miami.
That's it, boy. There was a lot of good looking women
Miami.
Down there.
Yeah.
A lot of good looking.
But anyway, hello@duckcallroom.com is the right. Email address.
We got Johnny a lot D. of heavy ones this week. It was kind of
we
weird.
Heavy,
but
boys.
We're not going heavy to start.
Oh. We never do.
Yeah.
Kyle emails in, and he's having a Men of Iron Conference in Hoax Bluff, Alabama.
Okay.
Guess who the guest speaker is?
Not me.
Men of Iron.
Godwin.
No.
Godwin.
No.
Christian.
Iron Man.
No.
Tim Tebow.
No. You're thinking way too strong.
Mountain Man.
Think softer.
Mountain Man.
Soft. No. Oh, Al's the guest speaker.
Al's the guest speaker.
But Si, you made him a video. Do you remember it? Nope. Okay.
No, sure don't.
But he said, we've heard a lot. All of us crack jokes about Al and his vest.
Yeah, absolutely. True. You'll see for yourself.
And he just wanted to know if there was any other good stuff to know before Al came. First thing is, that is a very old picture. But Stone, that's your father-in-law. Anything to suggest before Al shows up?
Now, you will not ever hear me utter a negative word about my father-in-law.
I love Al.
Under any circumstance.
Hey, they're in for a treat. If Al's the guest speaker... Because he's about as sharp as he is.
I got nothing to be negative on Al for. The thing I love about Al is we can make fun of his vest.
Yes.
We can make fun of he gains his weight in his face. Mm-hmm. Because you know what?
He's firing back.
He will laugh at it, and he will give it right back. And there's no – he's the perfect guy because there's no hard feelings. Like, we just give it – we just blow for blow with each other, and it's all in love and a good spot. Yeah. And that's hard to find these days is somebody
that doesn't
just really doesn't care. Well, like,
I was
you know.
Just fixing to say, he's going to get his.
Absolutely, because he's the preacher.
And, hey, if you get on him, he's going to get on you.
He's the preacher, and he's got the last word always.
That's right. So, and he's really good at it.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're not going to slick Al.
No.
Okay? No, he ain't going to slick.
You know, Jake has got the nickname of Slick Jace. Hey, Al's better than that.
Yeah. Which is why I like to match wits with Al, because I think he's extremely clever, and that's always fun with him. So,
he's the instigator.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's the original pot stirrer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He will 100%. Stir the pot, and he will keep it going.
In high school, me and my buddies had the bright idea to roll Al's house with toilet paper because he was our preacher.
Yeah.
And he just took us down. He didn't say anything. Took us down from the stage, man. Sunday morning at church.
See? That's what I'm saying. But that's what I love about
him. He waited for his moment.
And that's fantastic. I mean, that's what's great about Al. But you're not going to hear me say anything negative about him.
The only negative thing we will reference is his clothing choice of vest.
Yeah. That's not even a negative.
That's just what he likes.
That's just a consistent track of behavior. I don't really know.
If you pull one over on Al, you've done something.
Hey, I did the other day. And this has nothing to do with emails. But do you remember that day that I was here and you were working here. And I found that sticker on my truck. The bumper sticker.
Yeah, what was it? It was
said Cowboys Butts Drive Me Nuts.
Yep. That was on your truck for a while.
A while. I finally figured out who did it.
All right.
Because we were sitting there the other night just all talking. We were over at my buddy Ben and Rachel's. And we were talking about just not being very observant, especially since parenthood has come around. I was like, yeah, the only thing I've ever been like this blind to is when I found that bumper sticker. And Ben just looked at me. And he was like, I think I did that. So he went to his Amazon order history and searched the sticker. And he bought that sticker in 2015. I don't remember when I found it.
It was later than that.
It was later than that, and he bought it in April of 2015, and I remember it was very cold out when I found it. I remember it was cold, dreary, and like duck season-y, so it at least got 8 months, if not a year and 8 months, before I noticed a white sticker on my white pickup truck that said, Cowboys Butts Drive Me Nuts.
Cowboys Butts Drive Martin Nuts.
I know you're not going to listen to this, but well played.
Well played.
Well played, sir. And he's like, you're not mad, are you? Like, no, I think it's hilarious. I've been trying to figure out who did it.
I saw one that might be better than that one. On the back of Diego's truck.
Uh-oh.
There was a sticker that said, I like big willies.
Well, he pays us all.
So I said, Diego, so you see that sticker on your truck? He said, huh? I said, you know who put that on your truck? He said, yeah, Willie. I'm like, do you know what that means? He said, no.
That's a real Willy move.
Man, yeah. But stickers are a fun time. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, there's nothing tangent, better than pulling off a prank and never saying it was you and just sitting in
just
it.
Just letting
for,
it happen.
Just be like, yeah, it was me. And you're the only one that gets joy out of
well,
it.
Well, what's wild is I just thought we were up here so much is I never even considered Ben, who does this kind of stuff. I've seen him order questionable stickers. Who does this kind of stuff regularly? But I never considered him as a suspect. I just thought it was always one of them Taylor boys because it fit their MO of the things they like to
Garrett,
do.
Garrett, two R's, two T's. That's a definite move he would have
pulled. And he was always like, no, I didn't do it. I was like, Garrett, I'm not mad. Just
tell me that you did.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. Yeah, like, I'm not even trying to get you back. I think it's funny.
You wouldn't know, but Bullfrog, she's a prankster.
Yeah.
That cat in the wall.
Oh, yeah, the cat in the wall, she never cracked a smile.
See?
She just
wait till she gets Amazon and finds decals.
Oh,
she's going to have fun.
It's already started. I'm just trying to figure out where the money is coming from.
Sneaky.
Well, it won't be long, and I can finance all of her little hobbies like that. She can watch my kids.
Well, she was asking me about that.
Yeah.
She could make a good tackle shop employee. Anyways. Chris.
Hey, I got first dibs on her. You calm down.
Chris.
I need child care first.
Well, some people need real school. All right, Chris from Irwin, Pennsylvania. This one's important.
Okay.
And also funny. Loves the show. Love that it's family oriented. Sometimes he turned 51 and it's time.
Uh-oh.
For the big V?
I know what he's talking about.
Oh.
What's vacation?
The probe.
No. The probe.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
It's time for his colonoscopy.
Oh, the big C.
And I'm kind of worried.
Oh, yeah.
And so here's the deal. He did lose both of his parents to cancer, and that's unfortunate, and we hate that. But it's time to get checked, and that's something that I haven't had to do yet. All the old men at the sit around in the morning at the honey hole, it's like they have one scheduled every other week or something. He's nervous, which I think is normal.
Stone, you had it done?
Not yet. It's getting close.
It's looming.
It's looming. Do not put this off. Okay. It's too important. Okay. Because it's easy to cure if you catch it.
Yep.
At an early stage. Okay. So do not put it off. Okay. And look, they got the one I use is you order it, and they just send you the box. Okay?
Wait a minute.
Check. I'm serious. There's no probe in here.
Probe in the box. So
you got to do your deal, and then they check it out.
So you crap in the box and mail it back to them.
Crap in a box and mail it back to them.
These guys, Stone just looked up and said, wait a minute.
No. No,
Stone was thinking Si was at his house.
No.
Taking a video.
Hey, Doc, right over here. Excuse those hemorrhoids. The vapor rub.
You'll see right here is my favorite attribute.
Got a teaspoon and a probe on his nightstand.
That's another thing.
The look on Stone's face. Wait a minute.
Yeah. I was trying to work all that out.
Here's the deal. It's too important and it's too easy to take care of it.
Yeah. Oh, totally agree.
Oh, yeah.
Totally agree.
It is important.
I wanted to make sure that, do not put this off.
And
okay?
My uncle, Corey's dad, had colon cancer, mm-hmm. and then everybody around started doing it. And I'm young, so I haven't done it yet. But I, watching the old dudes at the honey hole, the bet, Chris, laugh about it, make jokes about it. It's got to be uncomfortable. It's got to be weird. But the best way to get through it has got to be just laughing about it, knowing you need to do it, going for it, and then making jokes afterwards.
Well, and I think that's another one of them deals. Like they fine-tune the process on this thing, so it's not near as
intrusive,
invasive.
Si does it at home.
I'm just telling you.
Or as vulnerable as you once have been. Yeah. So it's been fun.
We got
a little special segment with Si, Phil, and the Sippy Girls. Y'all hang out. It'll be back right after this break, and we'll see y'all next time.
Do I
right
throw
here.
Us out with a Bible verse
you can,
real fast
yeah, absolutely.
Here? I don't know where this works because we're special. But in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. And this next part is important.
Yep.
Do this with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3:15.
Right. Don't beat them on the head with a hammer.
We'll see y'all next time.
Do it with love and kindness. right. We're back. And hey, if you haven't guessed it, okay, I have guests for this podcast. Okay. And all three of them are fine little things. Okay. And they're from Mississippi. There's the Sippy Girls.
Sippy Girls.
And, you know, Philip, tell me what about what they're into.
So, right now we have Brynn and Ivana with us, and they are from the Sippy Girls from the state of Mississippi, and they've got quite the story. Now, we know Ivana because she has done security for us.
This young lady is a police officer from Mississippi.
Trooper.
A state trooper police
female
officer.
State trooper, that's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The first time we met Ivana, we were on our way to an event. It was a snake rodeo.
Yeah, which he tricked me into going to because I hate snakes.
He said, Ivana, if anybody gets close to me, I want you to shoot them with your gun.
Oh, no, no, no. I had it in the contract.
Yeah, he did. He told
you
me.
Know, when the guy first, Philip told him, he said, hey, you got to put in a contract that Uncle Si can shoot anyone that comes up there and plays around with a snake with him. He can shoot the snake and the man that brought the snake.
That's a good contract.
And the guy said, it's a joke. And Philip said, oh, it ain't a joke. He don't like snakes. So, hey, he said, put it in the contract because I'm liable to kill some of these idiots.
He made sure I was close by.
Oh, but yeah. And the first
he
day,
took care of me.
The first day we drove up, there was an ambulance leaving with somebody from the rodeo.
No, yes. No, we're pulling yes. in, okay, and an ambulance is going out with the sirens and lights on. And I said, what happened here? He said, oh, they was coming out of the boat ramp, out of a boat, and they looked in the water, and he thought it was a water snake, and he jumped in and grabbed him, and it wasn't a water snake, it was a cottonmouth, and he bit him.
Yep.
So he's going to the hospital to be, you know, for a snake, poisoning a snake bite.
He won't do that again.
I said, yeah, I don't know. I said, I still don't know. I can't believe I actually agreed to this.
Yeah. So, Brynn, tell me what y'all are doing with the Sippy Girls.
Absolutely. So we are a 501c3 foundation. We have five board members, Ivana, myself, Ashley Deadeye, Emma, and Nicole. We all started this foundation to support other women in the outdoors and also to create opportunities for young women and young girls and to get them outdoors. And so far, I mean, it's been a wild ride, and we are loving every minute of
it. Right, it has.
And it's been amazing. Just the love that we've gotten from people and everything that we've been doing, and it's been amazing. Truly blessed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What's the wildest trip that y'all have been on?
So far, this one, you know, just because we get to meet you guys and hang out here for a little bit. This is the most popular podcast I think we've been on so far, and all of them have been
absolutely
great, and it's been experiences, and it's mm-hmm. something that's led us up to this and opportunity to speak with you guys.
So how many people have you actually taken out, young ladies, have you taken out
we've
to
taken,
do something?
Right now we are working on building up the foundation so we're able to organize bigger hunts and bigger yeah. outdoor activities to bring a lot of girls in. And so far we've taken a few young girls out, like our own, and which we've really enjoyed doing. So right now we're in the process of organizing some big hunts, and we're looking into doing a Sippy Girls Big Buck Bounty. So it's an all-female Big Buck Bounty in the state of Mississippi. And we're also looking into doing an all-women's outdoor magazine. And so that's a big thing. We're in the process of, you know, looking to get that published, and that's something that we're working hard
right.
at.
So you have a lot of, you know, Turkey Unlimited, Ducks Unlimited, all
okay.
that.
Yeah.
And you have different chapters. And so we're wanting to do the same thing, but we're wanting to have Sippy Girls chapters all throughout Mississippi, if not nationally.
And nationwide.
Can, yeah, right, if we can get there. And doing the same thing they're doing, you know, get people to contribute to the banquet and then raise money. And then that money goes to the foundation so we can allow young girls to go out and hunt with us. Because not everybody's going to give us stuff for free. You know, we're going to have to pay for entertainment if we want to
yep.
sell tickets to raise money. We're going to have to pay for hunts if we take them to a nice place or out of state, or their guns. They might not be able to afford guns or camo or,
well, no,
you know.
Because you got to have, if you go hunt, you got to
right.
have your weapon.
So there's yeah. a lot of things that people think, oh, well, because you're a foundation, people are just going to give it to you. And that's not always the case. Like, yes, a lot of people help us out, but there's a lot of things that we also have to pay for. So I have, you know, my business, the Armory, and it's the same concept as the Armory. It takes money to make money. So even though it's
absolutely.
A foundation, it takes money.
Yeah, that's just
to
a
grow.
Fact. That's just
right.
a fact in the business world.
Right.
It takes 100%. Money to make money.
So eventually what we're wanting is to actually have different cabins and camps throughout Mississippi, and it's all owned by Sippy Girls Foundation. And so that way we don't have to rely on anybody to give us their land to use. We already have the land to use. Yeah. And we'll hire farm hands, or we'll hire people to manage the land and make sure it's kept up. But we allow young girls to apply for the chance to go. And hopefully we have so many applicants that we can't handle all of them, you know? And we'll have to, like, either throughout a couple of years, we'll get to all of them, or we'll have to outsource it to somebody else. And that's the dream, is that we have so many people, so many girls that want to come outdoors, and not just for hunting and fishing, but just being outdoors in general, going hiking and kayaking and horseback riding and getting off the electronics. That's the main thing.
And also creating a stupid environment for young girls.
Computers,
right.
And actually get out and enjoy what God's created for us to enjoy.
Right.
So tell us about everybody in y'all's group.
All right. So I know you guys know me, but I'll say it for the listeners. So I work for a state agency in Mississippi, and I also own a armory, which I just opened up about 6 months ago. And Cy was very nice enough to come out for my grand opening.
Which was good.
It was really good. Yeah. And I decided to start this foundation because I saw me and the other women in a women's panel, and you know, I saw the dynamic between all of us and how this really could be something. I've never seen it before, and allowing all of us women out and to promote the outdoors is something just dynamic in of itself. And these women that are on the foundation, they have taken it and just ran with it, because everything they have done, I never could have done on my own. Maybe like a couple years in the making or something, but they've done what I could have done in years in a couple months. And they have it's just blown up. And we've already been in contact with a couple production companies that want to put us on a show possibly. Like they want us to pitch some idea. But I'm going to let Bryn, you know, talk about what she does with the foundation.
Vonna and I have known each other for a really long time. We actually met. I was working at Brandon PD when she was there too. So I've been in law enforcement for about a decade and got out, but I'm in advertising. So I work for Lamar Advertising on those billboards, those nice billboards everyone sees driving by. Yeah.
In case you guys want a billboard, just throwing that out there.
Y'all need a billboard, call me. So I'm in advertising, and Nicole and I actually have our own marketing agency as well, FW Events and Marketing. And so our dynamic, we work really well together. Nicole's like a sister to me. We've known each other for a long time. And she is an accountant with Tax Depot, and she loves her job. And everyone knows Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley Deadeye.
Remember Jones. Ashley that wrestles all the alligators?
From Swamp People.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, she's in with us.
Right here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she actually,
we saw her
funny
at the event we were at when we were
she's
with you.
She's like, give me the least responsible part of the foundation. We're like, all right, you're the
assistant secretary.
She's the assistant secretary. And then we have Emma Collins Powell, who she's the vice president, and she owns Avery Farms, and
seventh generation cattle farmer. She'll tell you every day.
Cool. She sells cattle and does reproduction of the cattle, and she also does chicken as well. So anything dealing with a farm out in Florida, Mississippi, that's what she handles. So she does a lot of livestock competitions, especially growing up, and so anything pertaining to livestock, she knows. That's her expertise. I don't know anything about it. Even hunting and fishing, I'm still learning, because duck hunting, I've actually never gone duck hunting.
Well, need to come
we
over
we
sometime.
Might have to come over and
on the list.
Go duck hunting. Yeah. And then Nicole Wall, like you were saying, that she is the treasurer for the foundation, and she keeps up with all the books, because I know for me, I can't. 10 plus 10, I'll get my calculator out and be like, let me add that up real quick.
Yeah.
But it's been great. All the girls are amazing. And Bryn, especially, she does all the marketing for the foundation so far.
So if somebody is interested in getting involved with you guys, where do they need to go?
They can contact us on our Facebook page or any of our social medias. We're all really good about checking our messages and whatnot. So all they have to do is just get in touch with us. And we're actually going to start doing a Sippy Girl of the Month and recognition. And so, and do memberships to the foundation. So they'll have even more access to a lot of things that we're organizing and what we have going on.
Right. So go to Sippy Girls on Facebook, Instagram, or you can email us sippygirls22@gmail.com if you want to email us. But the easiest way is Facebook. Just look up Sippy Girls.
Absolutely.
And you'll see all of us up there. And
well, I can tell you, probably I'm speaking for someone else right now, but we met, is Chapel Hill the name of them?
Chapel Heart.
Okay, for the Mississippi Girl.
Yeah.
They're Mississippi Girl. Yep. I know for a fact, if y'all contacted them, they would probably do a free concert for you.
Yeah.
They are good.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're really good at what they do.
We definitely need to do that.
I met them on one of my trips to Mississippi.
I think we were in Tennessee on that event.
Oh, well, okay, yeah, it was Tennessee. I think it's Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually have their manager's number. I seem to be good at getting the manager's number. Maybe next time I get the actor or the celebrity number. Yeah.
If you can get in touch with a manager,
Yeah, they've been great. I mean, I reached out to them and they were saying that they might have some room towards Christmas time because that's how booked they are. That's how busy they are. Yeah. And I just need to reach out to them around July. So hopefully we can get that set up. Yeah. It'd be a good event for...
Yeah,
just,
tell them I sent you.
All right, that might help.
Tell them I sent you. And I said, I'll even be there.
Hey, so I said he'll be there.
Yeah.
So do y'all have any questions for me and Si before y'all leave Louisiana?
When are we going to do this duck hunt?
Hey, you have to talk to Si. I'm not the hunter.
I'm going to tell you what. When you go out, get with Martin.
Okay.
Okay, because I don't know if I can get you on Phil's property.
Okay, he can't even get me. I'm his best.
I can't get him. He got banned for life.
Oh no!
Well, we want to thank y'all for coming to West Monroe to Duck Commander and visiting us at the Duck Call Room and being on our podcast. Anything y'all want us to know before we go?
Check us out on Facebook. Yeah, y'all come follow us, support us, come like our pages.
We're hoping that with this podcast and us continue to do more in our endeavor to grow the foundation, we grow it and we allow young girls to come out. So
I don't think you're gonna have any problems there, darling.
Well, thank you.
don't.
Well, we'll see you next time on the podcast right here in the Duck Call Room.
Say by the bell.